we oftentimes just don't see how far we come because we don't take the time to just create an awareness of, you know, what we did. In it doesn't need to be this 1 year journey. It can be on a weekly basis. Just find time to reflect and appreciate your journey and celebrate it. Like, you know, it doesn't need to be something big. It can be like, you know, buying yourself flowers or you know, buying something nice for yourself, or even like treating yourself with the day off, or you know, whatever that looks like. Anchor every milestone on your journey. The Fearless and Successful Podcast is hosted by your Hype Girl D, and it's designed for change makers just like you. As an activator of human potential and freedom architect, I have one mission with this podcast: to show you that you can be, do, and have anything you desire. I love all things money, mindset, and manifestation. I am so excited to share my personal hacks to help you activate your infinite potential. And I also will be sharing fearless stories from leaders around the world who designed life and business on their own terms. Remember, if we can do it, so can you. Fearless soul, if you're ready to dream big and make impact, let's get this party started. What is up, my fearless tribe? Hello and welcome to this solo episode where I'm going to be sharing some of my insights on personal mastery and also what I believe personal mastery is, and what are four things that are important in achieving personal mastery. I want you to really take this with kind of a perspective and through the lens of love and through the lens of integrity and diligence, and really take this what works, what serves you, right? So I really want to be pointing this out because it's so important that we always, when we are in this personal development space and we are making sure that we are growing, that we are kind of questioning the things that we are taking in, but questioning in a way that is like compassionate, and take what serves you and, you know, don't judge the rest, because maybe it comes in a time that, you know, maybe it's not relevant for you, right? So I always want to say that whatever you hear, whatever you come in contact with, you always, you know, be mindful that, you know, we all have different experiences. We all have different knowledge. We all carry different wisdom. And that it might resonate with you and might not. And if it resonates with you, I would love for you to share your insights. So you have several different ways how you can do that. You have a microphone here somewhere on the platform where you're listening. And you can actually leave a voice message to me and tell us, like, what do you think? What do you think about this episode? What are your perspective on personal mastery? I would love, love, love to hear from you. And also you can screenshot this episode and go on IG stories and, you know, tag me and share your insights. And we're going to make sure that we feature you and we repost your story. So that's that. If you're first time here, welcome, welcome, welcome. I so appreciate you. I see you. I love you. I'm so grateful for you for joining us on Fearless and Successful Podcast. And just, you know, spending time with us here, because, you know, it's collective energy, and everything that I put out here, it's coming through me, and it's also a catalyst for you to create ripples. So, you know, I'm so honored that I get to do this work together with you. So personal mastery, In my work of personal development, which now it has been more than a decade, I learned from and been mentored by some of the pioneers and heroes in personal development industry. And I can say that for me, personal mastery actually equals personal responsibility. And I would say even like radical personal responsibility. And, you know, we know that if you can master yourself, and I would say first, like really mastering your mind, that is the key, because our mind, it's really the key. It's a powerful thing that actually, you know, without our mind influences our brain influences our body. Without your mind, you could not, you know, and your brain, you could not talk and all this good stuff. So it's really like first to think about mastering your mind. And when you master yourself, you can master anything, right? So it's really personal mastery comes to that, you know, responsibility to be able to master parts of yourself that are impactful, not just for you, on your life, but also on other people's lives. So first thing that I believe in terms of personal mastery that everyone should practice is appreciation, or, you know, practicing gratitude. So this has been, and why is this also like, if you choose to look at it through personal mastery, it is what we appreciate appreciates us. And when we are focusing and really like shifting our focus on the things that we are appreciating instead of like what we lack of, or even Tony Robbins says this beautiful, beautiful quote that is always in my heart, turn expectations into appreciation. And I think that I always remind myself that I find myself in an expectation, and that expectations bring, when you have an expectation to yourself and to other people, you create this attachment to a certain thing, right? And that is not taking responsibility. That doesn't mean that you're taking responsibility for yourself, right? Because if you have an attachment to someone else and you have expectation, is you give your power away, right? So, and that leads to, you know, not just powerlessness, but also disappointment, and all this, you know, low vibrational emotions, right? So that is the first thing. I think that when you are appreciating things that are right here, right now in your life, not just only you are here present in the now, which is all what we have, right? You also are kind of attracting more of that, right? When we talk about manifestation and law of attraction, it's always that what you appreciate appreciates you, and more you appreciate the things that are already in your life, you're going to be attracting more of that. So practicing gratitude and appreciation, it's such a big part of personal mastery. So yeah, I want you to pause here for maybe 17 seconds, according to Abraham Hicks. You know, 17 seconds is a shift in our vibration. So I just want you to, for 17 seconds, just express your appreciation and gratitude for something right now. And as I mentioned, if you're listening to this, I am deeply, deeply, deeply grateful for your time, for just being here. That I really don't take this lightly, and I cherish you. I see you, and I'm so grateful. Also, I want to just appreciate my ability to be consistent with this. And holy smokes, you know, it takes a lot to actually be consistent for 3 years plus 3 years with a project, and really not just feeling that you have to do it, but or you need to do it, but you actually are in love with what you're doing. So I just want to say this podcast has been such a joy in my life and in my business that, I'm just appreciating myself for being consistent. So that's two things that I'm really appreciating right now. Second thing is growth and, you know, your commitment. First comes the commitment, right? Everything starts with a commitment. Your commitment to growth and seeing growth opportunities in anything. If you see obstacles, so this is like kind of like, are you a person who sees problems and obstacles, or are you a person who sees solutions and possibilities, opportunities, right? So really shifting from obstacles to opportunities and from problems to solutions. And that is a growth process. That is when you are committed to shift and to grow. And it starts with commitment. I am committed to growth. And then consistently doing something that will really be expansive, that will be growth oriented. So what is that you're consistently doing to grow? And growth can be in so many different areas. It can be growing your relationship with yourself, you know? How do you do that? Like, how are you actually contributing to your personal growth? Is it growth when you, like, you're investing in yourself? It can be time. It doesn't need to be money. Investing time in yourself to do personal development course, you're reading a book, that can be that. Or are you growing your spiritually? What would that look like? Spiritual practice and really being consistent with your spiritual practice is such a key component in personal mastery, and being consistent with that on a daily basis, it is such a healing and growth journey that I can't think of anything that is more expansive. It can be any kind of practice. It can be, we talked about spiritual practices on this podcast so many times. So for me, that is meditation. It's deeply connecting with my soul, with my purpose, with myself, with my thoughts, with my desires. Through meditation, also one thing that I really, really love is journaling. Just writing my thoughts in journal, and all sorts of different modalities that I've been using when I need them. Some of them are not used on a regular basis, and some of them I'm using more frequently. But meditation and journaling are definitely like consistently part of my daily spiritual practice. So that's spiritually. And then emotionally, how are you growing emotionally? Like, I think this is so important, because we don't see emotional growth. Emotional growth is basically your capacity to navigate through emotions quicker and to build that emotional resilience faster. And that is emotional growth. And when you are emotionally mature to deal with certain things that are, triggers and emotions, that is your commitment to, then you can see like consistency really plays a big role into your building that emotional muscle, emotional grit. Spiritual growth, emotional growth, personal growth. These are definitely, and I would say growth mindset, like that's, I think that's so self-obvious. We forget that mindset, and I told this at the beginning, mindset is the key. to personal mastery. When you can actually master your mind, you can master anything. And really committing yourself to challenge yourself, to go out of your comfort zone, to go out of your way, it is really that growth mindset, building that growth mindset. So that would be like consistent growth practice, whatever that means. So you can have spiritual, emotional, mindset growth, and I think that's that. And of course, like physical, you know, whatever that means in terms of your physical activity. Growing that muscle is also super important. Number three is integrity. And this is such a big value for me. And I think you can't, you know, master yourself without integrity. Integrity basically means that you're keeping your words. And you're keeping your word and not lying to yourself. I think sometimes we just don't see and we don't acknowledge that most of the times we are lying to ourselves. And it's not, you know, you say that you're going to do something. And of course, you make a pact with yourself. And then you feel like, it was not so important. It was just a pact with myself, right? And we do this honor and we are not in integrity with ourselves. Most of the times we are in integrity with other people and we do what we said we're going to do, you know, in terms of integrity to others. But we forget that the only person that really, really is important in, you know, in your life is you. And I'm not saying this from a place of narcissism or selfishness, but it's really, you have to make yourself a priority and you need to be in integrity to yourself. If you said that you're going to do something for yourself, do it. Don't take yourself for granted, right? Like you don't take your friends for granted and you go and do things for them. Make sure that you do things for yourself as well. Be in integrity. And number four, you know, celebration. It's so, so important to celebrate yourself, to celebrate your milestones. Again, like, you know, what you appreciate. And I would say, you know, we oftentimes just don't see how far we come because we don't take the time to just create an awareness of, you know, what we did in, it doesn't need to be this 1 year journey. It can be on a weekly basis. Just find time to reflect and appreciate your journey and celebrate it. Like, you know, it doesn't need to be something big. It can be like, you know, buying yourself flowers or you know, buying something nice for yourself or even like treating yourself with the day off or, you know, whatever that looks like. Anchor every milestone on your journey because it's so we forget to take a moment to celebrate ourselves and we celebrate all other people and we are so proud of other people, but really, you know, personal awareness and personal celebration is so important, more important than anything else. So I'm going to repeat them and yeah, this is, these are like so simple, but this is really, you guys, this is how you achieve personal mastery. This is how you master yourself. So number one, appreciation, practice gratitude, you know, be in an attitude of gratitude. Number two, growth. Commit yourself to growth, to daily growth and to daily practice of spiritual growth, mental growth, and emotional growth. Number three, integrity. Integrity to yourself and integrity to others. And number four, celebration. And I would love for you to just, you know, let me know which one of these is something that you already are incorporating in your personal mastery journey, and you know, what will you add? Do you want to add something to this list? I would love to hear from you. And if you haven't yet, please, please, please leave us a review on your favorite podcasting platform, because that means that we can reach more people. More people can achieve that personal mastery. And yeah, that would be all. I want to say once again that I'm so grateful to be making this impact, humble impact on your life, so you can create more impact in other people's lives. And yes, have fun and don't forget to be awesome. Until next time. My fearless soul, thank you so much for tuning in and taking the time to listen to this episode. I appreciate you. And I'm so excited to hear from you. If you haven't yet, please go to kite.link/insider and leave a review. Extra points if you screenshot this episode and post it on your IG stories and tag me at Diana Lugoli and tell me what's your big takeaway. With that being said, I'm sending you a daily dose of D. I love you and I'm so, so grateful for you. Till infinity. Mwah.